Alright guys, so I'm back today for another podcast episode. It's been a minute since I made a episode for you guys. I don't know, but I kind of wanted to touch on love talk, but this is love talk, my love life update, because in the sense I feel like I give you guys advice on a lot of things, but this episode, I really want to talk to you in depth about the person that I'm talking with, how I feel about them, how I came to these conclusions, and no matter what me and him go through, the ups and downs, why he is the one for me. And if anyone heard my last episode, I don't want them to judge from that episode. That episode was me speaking from a place of hurt. I was disappointed in myself because I felt like that particular Sunday I could have handled things differently. I was upset with how the situation went, mostly disappointed in myself. I now know what I need to do to fix the situation, and me and him have spoke about it and everything's good. But I wanted you guys to like kind of get like a, I don't want to say like a heads up, but more so like I wanted you guys to really see like, to really just, I guess, see the reasons why I really started this. See the reasons why, what your life will feel like and what your life will be like when you finally find the one. So first of all, what I really want to say, guys, is him and I are not perfect. We have our ups and downs. We have our moments. We have our disagreements. But we always find a way to fix things. We always find a way to make things right. We always figure it out. We always know how to make it right. And like I say to this day, guys, I just remember how everything happened. You know, you go through a bad breakup, you meet somebody, you're not expecting to find someone who's going to be the love of your life or find someone who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You don't know what to expect. You're just hoping, praying, and saying, oh my God, let me get out here and try to date again. And you're just saying to yourself, please let it work, please let it work. I didn't know what was going to happen between him and I. I was just, I guess I was soul searching in a sense. I was broken. I was really trying to figure out, okay, in my mind, I was like, well, where's a good guy? Where's a guy that's going to marry me? Where's a guy that's going to give me all things that I want and things that I deserve? And out of the blue, you know, there he was. He just appeared in a sense. And I just remember from all our conversations that we had and how they started, how they ended, from all the FaceTimes to all the talking on the phone to all the texting, it just started to get really serious. It started to get serious fast. It started to feel good. It started to feel like, okay, this is it. This is it, Sherelle. Like, he's the one. He's the one. It started to feel like I didn't have to worry anymore. Like, I was going to be okay. We were going to be okay. It just felt different. And I remember my mom saying to me, you know, are you in love? And I said, what is love? Because at the time, I was like, what? I never felt like this before. But I'm telling you, and this is what I told him today. I said, I'm done. I said, there's no one else I want to be with. It's just you. This is it. And I meant that. Because when you find someone that truly makes you happy, no matter what you go through, whether good or bad, you know, you find a way to wave the storm. You know, you find a way to get through it. You know, you find a way to weigh the storm. You find a way to make it make sense. So it all starts to kind of fall into place when you least expect it. It all starts to make sense. It all starts to get better for you. What I've learned throughout this whole thing, I've learned so much about myself, guys. I've made a lot of changes. I'm still making changes. I've learned a lot. it's like he makes me want to be better. And when you meet someone that makes you want to be better, that's when you know that's it. You know, because in your eyes, that person makes you want to be a better person. That's the best kind of person you want to be around. He makes me laugh. He makes me smile. He listens to me. He encourages me. He has goals. He has dreams. He's a great dad to his kids. He is just the utmost. He's just, in general, he's a beautiful person. He has a big heart. You know, he treats my daughter well. And it's just, it's bigger than that, you know, but it's those feelings. It's the fact that he has God in his life. He's just everything that I've always wanted. You know, he's a provider, great job. You know, he's, like I said, everything that I've always dreamed about and wanted, but never could find or never met someone like him before. And, you know, at the time, I don't really know what I was really looking for when me and him met. But I know that when I met him, I was like, this is it. Because the feelings just happened so fast. But it was, let's say they happened, the feelings happened fast for me and him both. But it was all in good timing. And the thing that made me like really admire him the most was like, just that he stood by me. Because I know sometimes I can be a lot. Especially having a mental illness with anxiety and depression. He handled that so well. Like, I was always expecting him to be like, I'm leaving. I can't deal with this. This is too much. I'm out of here. But he stuck by me. And no matter how many times I thought I've lost him, he's never going to deal with me again. He continued to prove me wrong. He continued to show me like, nope, Sherelle, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay. I'm here for good. And he stayed by me. And he continues to stay by me. And that is a beautiful thing. That's when you know you found it. That's when you know it's it. You know, when you have someone that comes into your life and they make it better and they change your life for the better, that's when you know you found it. That's when you know that's the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. You know, but I want all of you to know, just never give up on love. Never give up. Just be patient. Be kind. Wait for it. It'll fall into your lap when you least expect it. And don't give up when it gets hard. You know, don't give up. Things may happen, like roadblocks, or just different things may happen throughout the time of you getting to know this person or dating this person. But the strongest will survive. So no matter what you go through, the biggest thing is sticking by that person, staying strong, and knowing that it can work. Don't allow outside voices to make you think that what you want or what you have is not attainable. You know, it is. You just have to keep trying at it. But when you know you've met the person that you're going to marry, or the soulmate, you'll just know it. It feels different. It's a feeling that I've never felt before. But I'm telling you guys, when you feel it, you will know it. You know, someone that truly, truly makes you happy and brings out the best in you, that's the person you want. To say the least, what I want you guys to really take away from all these episodes and just from my story is that I don't want anyone to ever give up on love. I don't want anyone to ever feel like they just want to give up. Another thing I want you guys to know is that you can't keep someone that doesn't want to be kept. If you meet someone and it doesn't work out and things go left and doesn't go the way you want it to, or that person just walks out your life, or they treat you like crap, they are not the person for you. The person for you is never going to leave you no matter what. The person for you is going to stand by you. They're going to wait till you get better and heal and still be there, as the person I'm talking to is doing that now. You need somebody like that. And I used to beat myself up about it because I would meet guys and talk to them, and I would tell them about my mental illness and my depression, anxiety, and then I would have these breakdowns and they couldn't deal with it. And so they would like leave, or they would just, I don't know, they would either just leave my life, or it would be like too much for them. They didn't know what to say or how to deal with it. But when I met the guy I talk to now, he knows how to deal with it. He knows how to handle it, you know. And I've learned now not to talk about it too much with him either, because I feel like we bring it up now and then, but it's not something that I feel like we have to talk about every day, because he knows my situation. He respects it. He knows when I have off days, and we're good with that. But I don't feel like I have to constantly bring it up every day. It's like we both know the situation, and that's that. I don't feel like it's this need to talk about it as much as I did when I first met him. I don't feel like I have anything to prove. You know, I feel like we've proven all we have to each other. We know who we are. We know who each other is. And that's the most important thing. I don't feel like I have to compete with any other female for his attention. I feel like I have his undivided attention. I feel like I don't have to worry so much about the outside things that used to worry me. Like, I used to have these insecurities, like, what is he doing? Is he with another girl? What is this? What is that? But for the most part, I know where he is majority of the time, because he tells me where he is pretty much. I pretty much know his schedule, and he pretty much knows my schedule. So we're not really doing anything that we don't have any business doing. We're not really doing anything that, in my opinion, disrespects each other. You know, we just try to, we do the best we can, and we try to make it work the best way we know how. I think it's still a learning process. No matter how long you date somebody or talk to somebody, it's always going to be a learning process. You could be 2 years into marriage and still be learning your partner. I mean, take it for instance, Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, talked about on her talk show Red Table Talk how being in quarantine with Will Smith, she felt like they didn't even know each other and they were still trying to learn each other. She thought she knew her husband, but she didn't. So no matter how long, they've been married for years. So no matter how long you've been married or dating somebody, it's still always time to get to know them and to grow with them, because you're still learning about them every day. So I'm just saying to you guys that love, like I always will say, it doesn't have to be complicated. We as people, we make it complicated. Dating somebody doesn't have to be complicated. We make it complicated. You know, I think it's such a complex thing that everyone's like, it's so complicated. No, it's not. We make it complicated. It can be, this love can be this beautiful thing. It can be this most wonderful thing in the world. But if we make it this hectic, crazy thing, then that's what it becomes. You know, sometimes we're our own worst enemies. We feel like we're not good enough, or we aren't this, we aren't that. Sometimes I beat myself up all the time about how I wish I was different. I wish I was doing this. I wish I was doing that. I wish that maybe I'm not built for love, this, that, and the third, because I beat myself up because I never think I deserve it. But the reality is, everyone deserves love. Don't beat yourself up. Don't think that you don't deserve it just because you had one setback, just because something happened that you didn't expect. Don't sell yourself short. Don't make yourself think that you don't deserve it or you shouldn't have it, because everyone ultimately deserves to be in love. They deserve to be happy. You deserve to have a family. And that's something that I'm learning every day too, guys. Like I said, doing this podcast love series has taught me so much, because it's like I'm learning about myself, in the sense that these are things I didn't even know about myself, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm learning this, I'm learning that. And it's amazing and fun at the same time, because it's things that I never would have even dreamt of or thought of I would learn about myself throughout this whole process, but I have. And even like I said, through talking to him, I've just learned so much about me. You know, it's a beautiful thing. But I had to learn that love is beautiful. I had to learn that just because I've been hurt 1,000 times, or I haven't been hurt 1,000 times. It's just figure of speech. But I'm saying, like, just because you've been hurt a lot doesn't mean that the next person is going to hurt you, or it doesn't mean that the next person is going to do what that person did to you. It's so many fears that we have, and you have to kind of put those fears behind you, because you don't want to bring any of your baggage or fears into your next relationship. It's something I had to learn, because I brought a lot of my past into this when I first started talking to him. And he was like, you know, I'm not like that, but, you know, I'm putting that on to him because that's what I've been through. So I had to learn to kind of pull back with that a little bit. Like, you know what, just because this guy did this to me doesn't mean he's going to do that to me. So it's all a learning process. And I think the best thing is to just be, okay, it's to just be, Ransom, why are you so loud? It's to just be open and honest with your partner. You know, that's the best thing. I think once you have that open dialect, come and say, you can do anything. So I think that's important. And sorry, guys, my daughter's all in the background hollering. She all hyped up right now, so ignore that. coolest thing. But yeah, so it's all a learning process, but you have to truly believe that it's attainable. And trust me, it it's all attainable. I'm so sorry guys, my daughter is so loud. But it's all attainable, but you just have to believe it. You know? So it's something that you have to believe in, you know. Really support. Here, put your shorts on. So, I'm so sorry, guys. My daughter sidetracked me, but I'm gonna come back. Give me 1 minute. I'm coming back. Alright, Manson. Okay, Manson. Alright, stand up. Okay. All change. Go back and play. Alright, you can go back and play. So, it's all just what you believe and how you achieve it and stuff. So, you just have to stay strong in the dating game. Alright, Sam, you can go play. You just have to stay strong in the dating game. And you just have to truly believe that, you know, that you can find love. But, in the process of finding it, you can't give up. You know, you have to realize that you're going to go through some things. You have to realize that no one is perfect. You're not going to meet somebody and they're automatically going to be Mr. Perfect. You know, that's not possible. No one is perfect. It's okay to have standards, but don't be that person that's like, this is how I'm going to use in comparison. Don't be that person that drives a Honda. Nothing wrong with Honda. I'm just saying. And you're looking for somebody. Let me say this. You drive a Honda, but you want somebody with a Lexus or a Mercedes. Let's be realistic, girls and men. You got to kind of lower your standards. You know, you can't just think that you're going to meet somebody with me. Like, some women have this standard of, oh, I got to have me a man with all this money, his own business. And you don't even have your own self together, because then it looks crazy. You can't have yourself together and expect the person you date to be, have all these things. Like, and some women, I love... You know, I represent my woman, but I'm just saying, some of us want too much in a man. And it's like, then that man feels pressure because we want so much out of him. And if he doesn't do what we want him to do, then they feel all of a sudden like, well, this is too much. I'm out. So don't put so much pressure on the man either. Same goes for men, because y'all have certain standards too. We all want y'all women to be a certain way and all this stuff. Nobody should put standards on anybody. There's nothing wrong with saying you want a guy with goals, who goes to church, stuff like that. Stuff that's attainable. But don't have these way, way high set standards that even you can't meet, and you just want that person you date to meet. So it's kind of like, if you want love, you kind of have to be... I think you have to be in a good space for it. And it took me a while to get to that space, but I'm finally getting there. You got to be in a good space for it. You got to have the same mind frame as that person. Y'all got to be on the same page. You got to really want it. You got to really work hard for it. And just mostly, I want you guys to have fun. The biggest part of dating and getting to know somebody is just having fun with it. Because when you go through it and you don't have fun and everything's so serious, then it just becomes too much. But when you go through it and you have fun and you laugh, you joke, that's when you really get to know the person. You get to have a good time with it. But no one wants to be with somebody who's super serious all the time. You want to laugh, you want to joke. And I remember telling him that in a text one day. I said, you know, we need to enjoy the rest of this summer. We need to laugh, we need to joke, we need to have fun. Because that's the most important thing in any kind of relationship. Just have fun and enjoy it. That's the best part, the beginning of getting to know. And even when you start dating, you officially get into that dating stage, and it's the beginning of the relationship. Just have fun with it. Get to know the person, have fun. Don't take everything so seriously. Live in the moment. Especially with everything going on in the world right now. Life is short. You never know. You go here today, gone tomorrow. Don't hold grudges. Love everybody. Just have fun. And for all the people that are single, if you're not ready for love, that's fine too. It's nothing wrong with being single. God will send you the right man or woman when the time is right. And if you're somebody who doesn't even want a man or woman, big ups to you too. You know, because some people are good with being alone. It's just all what you want. But I want everyone to know that love is attainable. first off, have self-love for yourself first, then start to love somebody else, but have fun with it. And when you find the one, you will know. So, you know, when you find the one, you'll know it. And hopefully you'll appreciate that person. Hopefully, I wish all of you all the best luck in the world finding love. And I'm going to keep these series going. I am about to end this. Peace and love, guys. Enjoy your day.